Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better. Even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing.
And make your business sizzle. I can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing, online marketing, social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business?
Hey, peeps. So it's August. I've been doing this podcast for about 2.5 years. And the summertime tends to be the hardest time to get guests. They're on vacation, they're traveling, they're doing all kinds of things, getting their kids ready for school. I've got a bunch lined up coming up in September. They're going to be awesome. And I continue to try to find really great guests who want to give you good, solid information and teach you something rather than just somebody who wants to hawk their wares. So today, I have a very special little interview. I'm going to interview myself. So normally I start off by asking somebody their backstory. Well, let me give you mine. The very first job I ever had was selling shoes in a shoe store in downtown Wheaton, Illinois called Joe's Shoes. And that's where I really learned a lot of basic business principles. Selling, customer service, stocking shoes, all that kind of fun stuff. That was my first gig. When I turned 17, 18, I actually started to build a recording studio in my father's basement. Before that, I had a PA system, and I bought a 4-track cassette recorder. It was a cassette recorder that would record 4 tracks at the same time, or 4 individual tracks, and you can bounce it. And that's where I learned the basics of recording. After that, my dad sent me to the recording workshop in Chillicothe, Ohio, where I got to play on the real gear. We're talking a 24-track recorder, big mixing sound console, kind of the things that you see in the movies or whatever. And that's where I really learned how to do recording. So then I built this recording studio and actually upgraded to an 8-track reel-to-reel and did a lot of things like radio commercials and bands and all that kind of fun stuff. From there, I actually have a degree in electronics, and I was hired by AT&T to go work in their television studio. And the first job was to rewire the studio, which back then, it's not like today where you pick up an iPhone. Every piece of gear had 4, 6, 10 wires coming out of it, and they all went to all these different pieces. It was a very, very complex system. So I had to rewire it because they were flipping it. It was moving from left to right to left, so I had to rebuild every single cable. Nothing fit. And from there, I learned how to shoot video, and then how to edit video, and then became a video producer. And I did that for a number of years. And I enjoyed it. I learned a lot. And I really got the core of how to do video production. After that, I opened up a commercial recording studio, which was one of the first digital audio recording studios in Chicago. And we did everything from commercials to audiobooks to audio for TV shows, tons of different things. Got a lot of celebrities in there. I think the biggest crowd we ever had is when the Chicago Bulls cheerleaders came in to do a commercial for Mr. Submarine. The entire building basically piled out of their offices to see the cheerleaders. So that lasted about 7 years, and then eventually my company was bought out by a multimedia production company. And that's where I learned how to do websites, code CD-ROMs, do, again, audio and video. I was still doing audio for them. That's why they hired me. Learned how to program Flash animation and do a whole bunch of different things. And these were usually for large companies. I was eventually headhunted and got to work at Arthur Andersen in their training center in St. Charles, Illinois, building very, very complex slideshow systems, still doing some audio and video and things of that nature. Didn't last too long. The Enron thing kind of took the wind out of that sails, if you know what I mean. And I took another job working for an ad agency. And in that ad agency, I was doing web development, but also more digital online marketing. So banner ads, Google stuff, and really learned the power of online marketing. After that gig, I opened up this company, B2B Interactive Marketing, over 17 years ago. And it's really evolved. It's really grown over the course of that time. Because back then, in 2001, actually it's been 16 years, but in 2001, there was no Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter. There was no WordPress. There was none of that stuff. So everything I was doing was building videos on CD-ROMs and CD-ROM business cards and DVD-ROMs for these, you know, heavy-duty programmed catalogs and things of that nature. And I kept teaching myself new stuff. So as soon as social media came out, I was on Facebook. I was one of the first 1,000 people on LinkedIn. I've been using Twitter for quite a while. And I've continually evolved to where I am today. So in 2013, I wrote my first book, It's Not About You, It's About Bacon, Relationship Marketing in a Social Media World, which is a why-to book on social media, and it's really about relationship marketing. And that's what social media is about. And that's one of the core principles that I teach. The second book was called Bacon Bits. It was actually written out of a blog that I did every single day for 365 days while I was writing the first book. Third book was a workbook for It's Not About You, It's About Bacon, because that book was getting a lot of great reviews and people said, I need a place to take notes. And eventually, it's actually being taught at colleges. So the workbook goes really well with the original book, and that book is still valid today. And the last book that I finished about a year ago is called The Bacon System, Sizzling Hot Recipes That Grow Your Business. And what that is a step-by-step system that shows people how to take websites, Google Analytics, content marketing, and use that to generate more traffic to your website to grow your business. And it's a proven system that I've used on myself, and then I learned to teach that to other people. So that's kind of the evolution as to where I am today. But in the course of writing that first book to where I am now, I worked with a lot of coaches. I hired coaches. I invested in myself. I started off with a speaking coach, and she helped me market my first book. And then I had a sales coach who got me over the fear of selling, because I really hate selling. I just, you know, I felt like I was taking people's money. But she really gave me the mindset to help me understand about providing value. And one of my friends says that, you know, this is a dollar bill, but it's not really a dollar bill. It's a certificate of appreciation. The more that people appreciate what you do, the more certificates they give you. It really changes your mindset. And then I got another coach that taught me how to systematize my business, how to really turn it into systems that can be repeated over and over and over, and that everything that you generate is assets. So the blogs, the podcasts, the speeches, everything that I do, PowerPoint slides, these are all assets that can be turned into different things. And that's a lot of what the book talks about. So I took all that learning and I took all of that coaching and I turned it into what my business is today. So this is kind of what I want to cover now. So I have three main things that I do. And one is I educate people. And I do that through coaching. And I have a couple of different coaching programs. I speak at conferences. And generally speaking, that's to sell books and to get people into the coaching programs. And then, of course, I sell products. I mean, I've got my books. I've got a whole bunch of courses that I developed that basically augment or supplement the things that I do. So here's how it works. So the very, very low-level system that I have is called the Bacon Weekly Mastermind. If you've listened to the podcast for a while, you've heard me talk about that before. So the Bacon Weekly Mastermind is a weekly phone call, and it's a one-hour phone call where we do a little bit of training. It's sometimes mindset. It's sometimes about software, like how to use Evernote, how to use Canva, how to use Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, all those kind of things. Just a little short training, and then I open it up for Q&A and a little bit of masterminding, and everybody gets a chance to talk And then on top of all of that, at the very, very end, there's an accountability section where everybody gives what they're going to get done this week. And next week, they come in and say, this is what I got done. This is what I didn't get done. So on and so forth. Now, this product, this service, is good for everybody. Anybody who has a small business, you could be working in network marketing. You could be working for a franchise. You can do anything because anybody can learn from a lot of the things that I teach. And I do have people who are network marketers, franchisees in that. So if you want to learn more about that, go to baconcoach.com/BWM. And that is something that happens weekly. You can try it for a month for $1. So you get 4 phone calls for $1. If it fits, great. Then it goes up to $47. If you decide that you want to bow out, and you only pay $1. So the next thing that I do are classes. Now, these are weekly, they're weekly classes that have 3 components to them. It is first a half hour of true training with homework that are recorded so that people can go back and watch the replays. Then there's a spotlight session. So the one that I have is called The Bacon System. It's based on the book, and I go through the book step by step with people. This particular program also has homework, and you get one-on-one coaching. So you can get a one-on-one coaching session, actually 3 or 6, depending on the level you want to come in. And this is really geared towards small business owners who manage their own online presence, meaning if you don't have access to your own website, if you don't have access to Google Analytics or can't create content like blogs and videos and things like that and can't place it on your own website, then it's not going to work for you. So this typical training is not good for multi-level marketing, network marketing, anybody who's in a franchise, because generally the franchise controls the website. And those 3 one-on-one coaching sessions are really the meat and potatoes of what people get. It really helps them to kind of create the plan that they need. And the thing about that is those one-on-one sessions, if you want to at any time, you can buy more. So contact me, and I'll give you my contact info at the end if you want to learn more about that. And that is also at baconcoach.com. But I would love to talk to you about it and see if it's something that's going to fit your business. But the bottom line is the people that have gone through it have actually increased their profits significantly because now they have a system that is generating more business, more traffic, and they're seeing the results. And I've seen some incredible results where people have tripled or more the money they invested in it. The other class that I have is Bacon System for LinkedIn, which is a 6-week class which follows the formula of the Bacon System, but it's strictly for LinkedIn. So we learn about how to set up great profiles, and I go as far as teaching people how to use Sales Navigator. This is really geared towards people who are in sales organizations. The other thing that I do in both of those is I can do full day, half day seminars, webinars, workshops. So I do those usually for larger groups, sometimes corporations. Especially on the LinkedIn side, I work with sales teams and teach them how to use that system and why relationship marketing is so incredibly important. Because we've all seen people who connect up with you immediately and then try to sell you their crap. And that's not the way it works. So those two things are kind of the big, you know, get in there, learn the system, and teach people how to do it for themselves. The third piece of this puzzle is strict one-on-one coaching. Now, the one-on-one coaching is really geared for people that are looking to make a significant change in their business and really need to hone in on their branding and understand how to develop their marketing messages in a way that communicates the heart and soul of what their business does. And so it's really about that. Plus, it includes a weekly coaching call, and they get access to everything else I have. They can come to the Bacon System, they can come to the LinkedIn classes, so they get everything. And that's a full boat. That's usually a 6-month or 12-month coaching program. And this is really geared towards people who want to make a strong commitment to growing their business, and relatively quickly. Usually it takes about 3 months before people start seeing results. It takes 6 months to lay everything out, and if people want to continue on, they can. So those are the three major core things that I do. So hopefully that gives you kind of a big broad brush overview of my background, how my business works, and what I have to offer. Now, let me give you a handful of websites to go to so that you can kind of get a sense of what all this stuff is. First and foremost, you know the Bacon Podcast. It's baconpodcast.com. That's where all these interviews are. The second one is b2b-im.com. That is for my main business, where I actually do produce websites for people, Google Analytics, AdWords, SEO, all that kind of stuff. The other one is BaconCoach.com. That's where the Bacon Weekly Mastermind, the Bacon System is. If you want to learn about the LinkedIn class, go to Leverage LinkedIn for Sales. That's there. The next one that I want you to check out is SocialNetworkConsulting.com. In there is all of the products and the mini courses and full-blown courses that I put together that you can purchase. And if you email me, I'll be happy to send you a coupon code so you can get a significant discount on any one of those. So my best email address to get a hold of me is bbasilico@me.com, or fill out one of the contact forms on any one of those sites. So I hope this gives you a good broad brush indication. Take a look at some of those. And think about how you can invest in your business to grow it today in a way that you never thought possible.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.